Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
So, experiencing some lag on the consoles?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, let me just take a look real quick.
Yeah, I called, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I spoke to Alex, I think his name was,
Okay.
and he did a couple things for me. I mean, I mentioned that the HomePass app that you guys have right now doesn't have like full functionality, so I have to kind of go through you guys to prioritize different things. So I know he prioritized one of the gaming systems, but when I had Time Warner Cable, I know I had to have a bunch of ports opened up. So I have a list of some ports, TCP and UDP ports. I was hoping I could get you to open up for the PS5. Maybe that was just kind of tough on my end.
So the PS5's having issues.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The PS5's having issues?
That's correct.
Okay. And it's hardwired, right?
Yeah, so there's one that's hardwired and there's one that's connected via Wi-Fi because it's just too far away from one of the control units.
Okay. And is the hardwired one hardwired into like a thin kind of white tower? I mean, it also kind of looks like a small PS5.
Yeah, no, so the PS5 that's hardwired with the Ethernet, it's hardwired to one of your extenders. The main is, in our kitchen, down by our bar, and very, a floor in each direction away from both of the PS5s. One's in the basement, one's on the second floor. So he gave an extender for the second floor, and that's in the same room as the gaming unit. So it's Ethernet connected to that, which I don't, I honestly don't know if I love it. I mean, before, I'm super pleased with the Arch Fiber as far as for my TVs and my computers. For the gaming systems, I'm not impressed. I'll be real honest. I mean, I've tried it, hooked it up to my, to the Wi-Fi. I've got super strong signal, whether it's the extender or it's the main unit. I had a gaming router, super like, 8-antenna gaming router when I had Time Warner. And it worked, my PS5s were smoking fast. Now within the confines of certainly, the internet speed wasn't, anywhere where I'm getting it. But the funny thing is, if I'm being honest, even though when I do all my tests, the Arch Fiber speed coming in, both up and download, are considerably faster. To the gaming systems, they're just sloppy. I mean, they're lagging and, audio is horrible. And so not real happy. There's a lot of gaming that goes on in the house. So I'm trying to see what I can do to fix that. So I didn't know if opening up some of the ports would help or if I, in fact, have to go and hook my gaming, Wi-Fi router back up to this system and try to see if that helps.
So I think the major thing is the fact that it's hardwired into one of the extenders, because
Right.
the extenders aren't getting the total speed. Let me just look at your account. Yep, so you're on 2 gig,
Yeah.
and the main router is getting 2 gig in, but the extender's getting 560
Okay.
because it's wirelessly connected to the main router.
So, I guess that's one of the things too, like how do you, and this might be just because I'm not used to your product yet, but how do you differentiate? Like when I go to the Wi-Fi and I say I want to hook up to, it gives me my options as far as the Wi-Fi name. But I don't see where I can tell it, hey, I want to connect to this specific, if you'll see there, one of them is I think one of them is called Bar, and then the other Office, So the bar is the main unit and then the office, right? So how do I tell my PS5 then that I want to set up to like which one? Because all I see is Archtop Fiber and my last name and then Archtop Fiber with my last name and then the number two. So is one of those specifically the bar unit or I mean how does it pick which one it's going to attach to?
Let me see. It should be. So it should be that it's like not. Let me just check real quick.
Yeah, because that's because for me, it's like unfortunately the extender is right in the same room as the main PS5 unit, right?
Yeah.
So it just seems to me that when I go into the HomePass app, it's default connected to the. And it's funny you mentioned this. Like, I tried to do this. This is when I discovered that you guys kind of have locked out some of the controls on the HomePass app, because I figured if looking into the research, the HomePass app would allow me to move around, change, you know, connections and prioritize and everything. And then when I didn't see it there, that's when Alex told me you guys haven't put all the full features in yet. But it almost like it defaults to this extender because it's literally 6 feet away from it. And I couldn't figure out a way to tell it to go to the other control unit, which is why I Ethernet connected it. And again, it also didn't make me any happier. So.
Yeah. Well, the way it works is that it like automatically steers to whichever device is closest, or whichever router is closest. So if you're closer to the extender, your device is going to connect to the extender. Because if it connects to the main, then you're going to get worse signal because it's further away.
Well, I mean, that makes sense to me, except for like you just told me that I'm only getting 500 to the extender and the main unit's getting 2 gig. So why isn't it defaulting to the strongest signal? You know, because that should certainly be I guess this is why I'm curious, if not, you know, like, just trying to figure out your products. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, it's an extender, so it's extending the signal, but it's wirelessly extending the signal. So it's not going to be getting the full 2 gig away from the router.
Right. No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
And that's my question was, like, before I called you guys, was like, how can I tell it? Aside from, I guess, I'm moving this extender, but then I don't know if that's going to work anywhere, because already we were having a problem with the signal reaching my entire, you know, house. So that's why we put this second one in. I can try to move it to another room on the second floor, but I still feel like it's going to be closer than the main unit, which is in the bar, which can't be moved. There we have it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know if moving the extender at all is going to help, really, because I don't know if it's going to be able to get over, like, 700 or 800 on just, like, wirelessly connected to the main on its own. And the extenders only are limited to 1 gig, so they can't output anything more than a gig.
Okay.
Which is why we have that main, which is a different brand. That one can output more than 2 gigs.
So, I mean, I guess I could disconnect the extender and see what I can try to pull out of this stuff.
I can try. See, the only thing I'm, like, cautious about is, like, the PlayStation wants to automatically connect to the office, because I think the office router, because I think the signal is going to be stronger there. Even though the main is putting out more, it might be too far for it to actually get that full kind of experience.
Right.
But what I can do is I can try and manually steer the PlayStation 5 to go to the main router, see if that helps anything at all.
Yeah, so like when I had the PS5 connected with an Ethernet to the office extender, I was getting like 421 megabytes download, and then the upload I think was like, when I did the I'm getting PS5 numbers, I really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually like 41 megabytes upload. Right now I just connected it to the Wi-Fi while you and I were talking, disconnected the Ethernet, pulled it right out, and hooked up to the Wi-Fi. I'm assuming it's the office one, and the download's 178, the upload's 26. So, I mean, those aren't even numbers. Those numbers are lower than what I was getting when I had Time Warner with the Wi-Fi. You know, so I'm not getting anywhere near the speeds I was before. And it's probably, like you just said, because it's hooking right up to this unit here.
Yeah.
Rather than the main one. All right. So, okay. Well, a couple of things. I mean, if we could try to manually steer it, great. Otherwise, what I might do is I might disconnect my extender and see how the devices work, everything going to the main unit. It should be able to, you know, handle it all. But can we, can you, there are some ports that I know from when I had my Time Warner that I called years ago to open up just to try to help with, is that something you can do? Can you open some of these ports up on the main unit for us or no?
I don't think any ports are like blocked off for like the main router.
So that was the question, is like sometimes, like, because I know like when I went into the home pass, it did, the one thing it did allow me to do was when I went into the app was go to the advanced settings, and it said I could do a reserve and port forwarding. So I went into the PS5 and opened a port. Like it said on the app, like you could open a port automatically, like it would do it all automatically. And then it gave itself, like in my app, I can see that it's showing the IP address that it's specifically assigned to it, which is a different IP address than the router has.
Yeah.
But I'm not familiar with HomePass. So I'm not sure when it said open up a port, like when my gaming Wi-Fi router, I could go in and I could say, I want you to open port 80. I want you to open port 443. I want you to open port 3478. So they were opened, you know, constantly to my PS5 because that's where PS5, you know, operates in those ports.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know, since I can't do that, if that's something like, if I said, okay, here are the ports I want, you know, you just to open, can you do that on your end?
All right, let me see.
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'm also going to try to disconnect the extender. And see what happens with default.
Let me just take a look and put you on hold.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.